This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. This episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future is sponsored by Jenny Becknell.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast.
Whoop, whoop. That almost sounded like I needed to say womp womp.
Womp womp.
It wasn't a very exciting.
Oh,
they
that's
missed
funny.
those, I bet, Jen.
Now, I'm sure I actually talked to our sponsor today, Miss Jenny Becknell.
Whoop, whoop.
Love her, and she said the same thing. She missed us, so she had been waiting for a new episode to come out, and as I'm sure everyone has, but I'm
Yes.
gonna start off this night, this recording, so we can talk about it for the remainder of this episode, that we're doing a transition with the podcast, and the main part of the transition is Miss Tiffany is going in a new direction, but a great direction. God is in this and is leading her down another path. And so this will actually be her last episode. I know. Believe me, I know. I don't like it. It's hard for me to actually get the words out, but this is bittersweet. Like, I know that God is leading you in a new direction, and there's only so many hours in the day, and I knew you had to make hard decisions about what to keep, what not to keep, and you had to make room for the other things that God is bringing you. And sometimes it's such a wonderful place to be where there's nothing but good choices around you, right?
Yes.
I'm excited to hear what the Lord is going to do. And I know you can't say too much about everything, like all the big announcements aren't out, but
yes,
I'm gonna miss you so much. I'm gonna
yeah.
miss our banter, our talking, although I mean we're gonna be talking otherwise, but I
yes.
just mean on podcast stuff. So
yes, but the show must go on. As I told Jen when we were having this conversation, I feel like God gave us this podcast, and obviously it's been near and dear to Jen and my heart. And you know, plans, hope, and a future. This Jeremiah 29:11 was a verse that God gave to the both of us at different times in our life, just to hold on to and hold on to his promises. So
yeah.
I told Jen that God is calling me somewhere else in the season. But that doesn't mean the show doesn't need to go on. So I just challenged sweet Jen to pray about that. And here we are passing the baton on to someone who is amazing and incredible.
Aww.
And every time I see anyone, they're not, and they talk about the podcast, they're not like, "Oh, Tiffany, your words of wisdom have changed my life." They're like, "Jen,
no, there's no way you do
Jen."
have one.
They say, Jen's words of wisdom. That girl is smart. And she is.
Oh, well, thank you, whoever said that and whoever thinks that.
Miriam was one of those people. Miriam, shout out to Miriam if you're listening.
Oh, love her. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you will be in good hands, folks. Good hands. Keep listening. I'll be cheering her on all the way. So
yeah.
I know God will. I mean, he does stuff in everything if we let him, right? He does.
Yes, absolutely.
He has his way in everything if we let him. So I'm excited to see what he has for you in this journey, taking
Yeah.
this one on your own. So the possibilities are endless when you have God on your side.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And I will say this. It made me reflect back on when I did Conversations of Hope, and I did that pretty regular.
Yeah.
And I loved being able to just share people's stories and talk. And that's actually kind of what led to this podcast. And I thought, well, there'll probably be times now that this will feel a whole lot like Conversations of Hope because I
Yeah.
want to do some interviewing and stuff like that. Stuff that you and I were already talking about doing.
Yeah.
So
Which
yeah.
is kind of full circle because that's how the two of us met.
Right. That's exactly right. Was through the
Yeah.
Conversations of Hope.
Yeah.
And I actually had someone at my work, no less, approach me and say, "When are you going to start back up the Conversations of Hope?" I have friends that I've told about it, and they were like, "Well, when are episodes going to come out?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I guess I should do that." And I've been saving
Wow.
for equipment and stuff like that. But yeah,
Look at God. Look at God. Well, here it is. The
here it
show
is.
must go on. The show must go on. So, I moved to Jacksonville, Florida, and I just had a sweet conversation with a friend today, and it's like God, after praying and pleading for an open door for 8 years to Florida, when it was his time, he rolled out the red carpet for me and he made a way, and unlike any other way I've ever experienced in my life with God on this God journey. And it's been incredible. Like, I just expect to see him in everything now, which
Yeah.
is wild because when we started this podcast, it was like we were thinking about naming the podcast, Where's God?
Yep.
And I see him every single day of my life since I've moved to Florida, and all the things he's doing. And his timing really is perfect, and we don't understand that at all when
No.
we're
No.
pleading and begging and knowing that God has a promise for us. But when it is time, it all starts to make sense. Like, oh, he had to prepare all these things, put all
Yeah.
these people in a place for this moment, for this moment. And blown away by the goodness of God, blown away. I wake up every day and I could just cry that I'm in my dream world in Florida. I'm just like, it was 85 degrees today, you
Oh, stop.
snowy Kentuckian,
Oh.
Ohio friends. 85.
It was 34 here and we have an inch of snow.
I know you guys had a snow day.
Don't be rubbing in that 84 degrees. Come on now. No,
It's
just
wild. It's
kidding.
wild. It's so wild. It's amazing. It's incredible. And like, I just feel so much better. I remember just some of these podcasts getting on here and being so depressed and gloomy. Winter just did not treat me well in Kentucky. It was so seasonally depressed, and God has like lit me up from the inside out
Yeah.
again, and I just feel like me again, more so than I even ever have known me. So it's a weird thing to say, but really, I don't even think I've known this deep of Tiffany ever because I just feel so healthy.
You're in two kinds of sunshine. You're an SUN shine and you're an SON shine. You
Come
are
on.
You're in that place. And what I really love about your story right now, and you kind of alluded to it, is people that don't know you might think all of a sudden this was so easy. The door just swung open and everything fell into place. Never mind that you prayed for this for 8 years. And then I'm reminded of Joseph, who, he was in prison for 13 until all of a sudden
Yeah.
everything happened very fast. At its right time, at its appointed time.
Yeah.
And think, like you said, things had to happen before you were able to get to the point of the realization of the answered prayer.
Yes.
So this for you is not, I mean, seemingly to people that don't know you, like I said, they may think, oh man, that was so easy for Tiff. She just moved down to Florida and she decided to move down to Florida and did it, and all these doors open. It's like, no. She prayed for 8 years.
Crying,
Yes.
asking my
Waiting.
friends to pray. I
Yeah.
mean, pleading with the Lord for an open door. I was just singing back today, like for therapy during the winter, I would go on Zillow and just look at houses in
Oh, wow.
Florida
Yeah.
and like just dream of like and send them to my husband, like, is it time now? Is it time now? Like, and pleading and begging, like, God, please, please make a way. And yeah, so, but when I will say, when he does it, it does seem quick. It does seem quick because when he opened the door to Florida, I mean, it was within 2 months we were here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, our house was sold, and we had never stepped foot in Jacksonville until July, and we had already decided that's where we were moving, and it was wild, wild.
Yeah.
Fell in love with it, which is great, which but it was it just all it was all God. Like, we couldn't have made this up. We had never been to Jacksonville, Florida, neither one of us. And God opened a door to right here in Jacksonville, Florida, which is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm seeing it unfold, and I'm just honored to be able to be a witness of what God is doing. And it's not even just like what he's doing through me, it's what he's doing through people that he's connecting me to and like bringing their healing and all kinds of amazing works and seeing his miracles in people's lives. And I'm just overwhelmed, overwhelmed by the goodness of our God.
Yeah. Yes.
That
Yeah.
brings us back to Jeremiah 29:11.
Right.
For he knows the plans. For he knows the plans. And
Plans
they're
to
good.
prosper.
Yeah.
Plans to prosper, right?
That's so funny. I didn't even. You know how you just have heard something so many times, like you don't put it together? But 2025, one of my words is prosper.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good.
We just said plans to prosper. I knew that was in there. Why didn't I connect? Why didn't I connect the two? It's my Jeremiah 29:11 year. Come on.
There you go. Your plans, hope, your future, right? Sounds like a good name for a podcast. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, those two chicks that came up with that, they are smart girls.
Yeah,
Wow.
you know, in my and for me this year, my word was audacious faith. And it's funny, I've had the month of January, I've had some incredible, deep, meaningful times with Jesus, and I just believe him for big things this year.
Yes.
And yeah, just leaning into Ephesians 3:20, he's able to do immeasurably more than we ever hoped or imagined. And I think about Miriam gave me a word about being a lion and roaring, and I'm like, this is the year of the roar. Like, it's just good stuff. It's just really good stuff. And our God, the thing I love about him so much, he is so big, he's so infinite, he is so beyond us that I do think we think too small of him and what he can do, right? We limit him in our human brain. And when you look at an answered prayer, I love those moments when you look back and you say, wow, God, I see where you were starting to answer this prayer 4 years ago, but you had to let things just happen or be or the place to be prepared, and then just at the right moment, all of a sudden there it was.
Amen.
And it's amazing. So yeah. That's what I see in you and where you are in this moment.
Amen. I'm so just amazed that, like I said, every day that I'm here. Like, it's still just, I know that it's been several months now, right? Like, probably 6 months I've been here. August, September, November, December, January, February. 7 months. 7 months I've been here. And it still just seems so unreal that I'm here and I wake up and I take the dog out, which I have a dog now and I don't like him. Sorry, friends who like dogs. We know Jen likes the
I
dog.
love my puppies. I'm a dog person, but not
Amen.
everyone is, and that's okay.
No, I feel so bad because I really thought like it would happen, and it has not. Anyway, so take the doggy out. I take care of him. Like I actually take care of him more than anyone. But I take the doggy out and I look up, and there is the sunrise, and it's rising over a palm tree. And
Oh, wow.
amen. Like, think, like, it doesn't seem real still. Like, when you've dreamed of something for so long and you're like, am I still dreaming? Like, that's what I feel so much on a daily. Am I still dreaming? Is this actually real?
Yeah.
7 months in. So, if anything, I hope that encourages anyone listening to
Yeah.
never give up hope. To never give up on your dreams, to never give up. If you know that God promised you something, you just keep on asking and you keep on pleading and you keep praying and know that God is good and He
Yes.
wants good things for His kiddos and
Yes.
just never give up. So, yeah, I just want to encourage everyone who's had a dream or who's hoped in something for a really long time. I hope that inspires you and to know that God can do it and He is the God of impossible things. And if He does it for me, He can do it for you. He's done it for years and years, and it's been recorded in the Bible for us to read every day.
Amen.
He's amazing and He's big and He's capable if we just trust Him. And I mean, just I get to be a living testimony to that right now. Like, it was His timing and it was His way, but His way is the perfect way. It was the way it was supposed to be. And if I would have came to Florida at another time, it wouldn't have been the right time. Wouldn't
Yeah.
have been the right time. It was His time, and when it was His time, it was good. It was good. He had plans to prosper me in this land, and that's what He's doing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And your husband, he was able to start his business, and it had to happen in just the right way and the right time for him. And it did.
Amen.
Like there's so many like God nuggets in this whole story. So
He's
yeah,
good.
it's
So don't give up.
I wished I would have been able to interview you in the beginning, like when you were first praying for it, and like right in the middle when you're like you were probably like really wrestling it through it to now. Just so people could see the arc of that, but
Yeah.
it's
Well, a lot of our listeners are thankfully our friends, and honestly, they really saw that. I mean, even last year, one of my dear friends and Jen's dear friends, Crystal, we did a women's group together at Crossroads Church here in Cincinnati, Florence, Kentucky, in particular. But we did a women's study together, and I came in as soon as it turned cold, and I was just crying. And I'm like, if you know me, I'm a joyful girl most of the time. And I always have on a smile on my face. But I was crying through all of women's Bible study for several months. And just because it was winter and I was so depressed. And so, you know, I mean, they walked with me through that. And she just said, like, she's so happy to see me happy now. Like,
Yeah.
I was crying last year at this time. So, oh, amazing what some vitamin D can do. And the Lord.
And the Lord,
And
absolutely.
the Lord. So don't give up
Absolutely.
hope, friends. Keep dreaming. Even if it takes 8 years, it's
Amen.
worth it. It was worth it. It
Hang
was
in there.
worth it.
Even if for you it feels like prison, like it did for Joseph. 13 years. And his story is one that I think we can all learn so much
Yes.
from, and that he knew what his future was, right? God revealed it to him before he was even ready, mature enough, any of it. And then he goes into a hole. I can't imagine like what that was, knowing that you had that vision and just being before God like, okay, God, you gave me this vision, but for what purpose? Because I'm in prison.
Yeah.
Am I ever going to get out of prison? Am I ever going to quit being a slave? Am I ever going to see freedom. Like, I can't even imagine what his questions were. And I'm kind of glad we don't know exactly. Like, the Bible doesn't really talk about it. You only get to see the emotion of it at the end when his brothers come back, and it says he wailed so heavy, everybody in the whole palace heard it. And I'm like, oh, now those are some tears. I've had tears like that. But I say all that to say it's just trusting God in the waiting. And I'm just so happy for where you are right now. And actually very expectant to see what God's gonna do because you're still just in the beginning days. And who knows what God's gonna bring your way, but I know it's gonna be good.
Thank you, friend. And we
And I
can
can only
circle back and have an interview when we, have some more exciting things.
I'm telling you, you can be like my reoccurring special guest.
Yay.
Yeah, before we wrap this up, of course I want to pray over you and your ministry, but is there anything that you would want to say in summary to all the listeners that we've had that have been with us through these 75 episodes that we've done or so, which is hard to believe it's been that many, but it has. We can talk, girl. But is there anything you'd want to say just to our friends out there?
I mean, I'll just kind of build on what I've been saying this whole time. Like, God is so good. And I know that, especially if you're listening to Jen and I, a lot of our story. We've had hardships in life, we've had trauma, we've had really hard moments in life. And even still, God is good and he's been with us all the time. So never, ever, ever give up hope. There's always tomorrow. His mercies are new every day. His mercies are
Amen.
new. And he really is a God of impossible things, and he can't lie. It's in the word. It's true. He is a God of impossible things. So I don't know what your today looks like, but I know what some of my days look like, and some of my days ahead, I'm sure, are going to look like. And I know that there's really, really hard times, and people have really, really hard seasons, but it's worth it to walk through it, to walk through your healing, to walk with it every step of the way with God, and to just never give up hope and know that He has something for you. It's just not me. Like, who am I? Who It's not just me. It's for everyone. This promise is for everyone, and he will
Amen.
always be with you. And if you're brokenhearted, good news. He's closer to you. He's close to the brokenhearted. There's been so many times in my life where I've been so brokenhearted, and I've never felt the Lord so more tangibly close than in those moments. So just hold on to him. Keep chasing his cloak. And my favorite healing verse that's in my book, it's Luke 8:48, and it said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." And that's just what I say to you, friends. Hold on to God. Keep chasing after him, because he's good and he is our only hope. There is no turning back. There is nothing else but him.
Amen.
He's the only way.
Amen. He is the good Father.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to pray over you. And if you're listening out there, you can just agree after the fact. And I know your agreement will matter because it says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And if you are a son or a daughter of God, you are a righteous person, so your prayers mean something, and there's power in it.
Amen. Thank
So,
you. Thank you, Jen, and thanks for everyone in advance.
yeah,
This
that's
is
right.
exciting.
All right. Well, Papa God, you are so awesome. One of my favorite things, Lord, is just to be able to acknowledge how big and powerful and wonderful you are because you are so deserving of our praise. Lord, I ask right now that your blessing would rest on my sister Tiffany, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that you would kick down any walls that she may encounter as you are blessing her to walk through to into this new ministry, Lord God. I pray that she feels your anointing in every step she takes, Lord God. I pray she sees every barrier that the enemy would try to put up would just be blown down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that her relationship with you would just deepen in a way that she has never experienced in her entire life, Lord, that she would know you in a new and a fresh way, Lord, as she just is in awe of everything that you're doing before her, as she is your precious daughter, Lord. I pray that you would bless the ministry that is being birthed in this time, Lord God. I just pray your anointing over that. And I just pray that you would give her ample opportunities to declare your name, to declare your freedom, to declare your deliverance to those who need to know it. And I just thank you for my sister, Lord. And I thank you for all the time that we've gotten to record this show together. And I'm just very grateful for her friendship, Lord, that I know is a lifetime friendship that will just be something that I'll grow old with and I'm excited about, Lord. And I thank you for it. And I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to bless this podcast and bless Jen. So Father God, I just pray that you continue to just birth this podcast and that it will prosper, Father, just as your word says in Jeremiah 29:11, that this podcast will prosper and go out to those who it's supposed to go out to, Father, and that it will bring transformation into the
Yeah.
lives of the listeners, Father.
Yes.
Father, we just ask that you continue to guide Jen along this journey, Father, and give her voice more power as she just learns and grows and leans closer to you, Father.
Yes.
Just raise her up even higher, Father. Bring her
Yes.
more honor, more blessing, more joy, more love. All the gifts, Father, just pour them in her lap. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. I receive it. I
Amen.
receive it.
Look at that. And we pray for you listeners. We're just so thankful
Yes.
you've gone on this journey with us two crazy girls.
That's
Just, just sitting here talking and you all are listening. And
Oh, so
it's just
good.
been amazing. So support this girl, Jen, and I will check in from time to
Ooh,
time.
I can't wait because I know some of what's coming, even
It's
though it hasn't been announced. I know
exciting.
it's very exciting. So I can't wait to have you on as more things solidify. So, yeah. So thank you, my friend, my best friend.
Thank you, thank you,
We
thank
got to
you.
do our we got to do our Kentucky
I
accents to end
know,
this
I was
out.
doing it. I was doing it.
You were doing it. Oh, all
For
right.
Janie Becknell, that's a shout out to Janie Becknell. She
And
wanted to do a whole podcast like that.
yeah, I know, right? And that's another Kentucky girl down in
Down in Georgia
Georgia.
now. Yeah.
So all my friends are going south. I think I'm going to have to go south myself at some point in time.
Well,
Back
it
to
was
my
85 today, just a reminder.
yep. Yep. I want to be there. Oh, anyway. All right,
Start
folks.
praying now. Hurry.
That's right. Don't let it be 8 years, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, and folks, until next episode, I will see you.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2025 by Parable Road, LLC.